are currently the only person in this conference.
Recording started.
It's the smile that you have that gives me hope, but then you turn and you look away. It's like you're finally thinking about letting me in, but then you run me right away. It's your love and madness that keeps me so attracted to you. It's the things that you do that got me stuck upon you. The mixture, sunshine, mixing with caramel, cinnamon, brown skin. It's the dialect, way that you talk, way that you walk. Got a nigga lost to know that it's you. It's the way that you kiss.
Chris, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Awesome. So we're back with another episode of the Digital Digest, brought to you by Black Trade Lines and AOS. So, Chris, I just had a interview with you using our Anchor app, and we had a little technical difficulties there. So we're just running it back for Black Trade Line. So this is a little bit more informal, as you can hear Sergio at the dinner table screaming mama. But we're going to work through that. But this may be for, a little more informal, a little offbeat, for, you know, people that may be listening over Twitter and other places on social. So just kind of filling in a little bit of what we may have missed out on using the Anchor app with the app cutting in and out. So if you can go ahead and introduce yourself to the Black Trade Lines audience and let them know who you are and, you know, your area of specialty and how they can get in contact with you.
Yeah, most definitely. What's going on, everyone? My name is Chris. A lot of people know me as King Biscuits. It's my nickname for a whole nother story. My company is called Film Studios, F-E-E-L-M, and we've been around for a year now. We do videos, photography, multimedia branding. It's something we'd love to do, is get out there and tell people stories and capture it in a way that best represents them in their image of their company. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram under Film Studios.
Nice. And that's F-E-E-L-M when you spell film, right?
Yep.
Because for the longest, I kept saying Film Me Studios. And it's like, I had to get it out of my head. Nobody's filling it.
We kind of did that for a reason. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people would ask us what the company is. So you say it enough to me, you come to us and you figure out how to say it. Once you know how to say it, you'll keep us on your lips.
That's true. That's true. Top of the brain awareness is, you know, what makes the best type of brand exposure and brand awareness. Those natural, you know, top of the mind idiosyncrasies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I say film, you know, I have to say feel. And of course, you guys would be the first person I would think of, you know, because of that.
Yeah.
And that's a nice, you know, marketing psychology there. So, what are some of the stories that you're following on social media? You know, what are some of the stories that's coming out, you know, revolving digital culture, entrepreneurship? What is it that your company cares about? What is it that gets your attention when you're on social media and, you know, different stories are coming down your newsfeed?
One thing that we're involved in here is this thing called the Durham Little has their version of a Black Wall Street. And it's
okay.
Where all the Black business owners come together and they share and they network about just expanding knowledge, making money, of course, and just giving back to the community.
Awesome. And how did you get involved with that? Just on social media? Was it a community-based thing or just something natural for you to do?
That was more community-based. Someone told us about that, and that's how we got involved with it. They told us about it because they meet on Tuesdays. I don't know where the next one's going to be at, but I'm pretty sure they'll post it. When they do, I'll share it with you so you can share it with everybody. But it's just a wealth of knowledge and how to run a business, things and tips. We just help build each other up at these little networking conventions.
True. And what would you say is the climate for entrepreneurship in your area? You're in North Carolina. Do you, Do you see a lot of entrepreneurs just popping up every day, people trying to figure it out, or you mainly
really,
just kind of focus on...
It really is like that. Like, every day someone's coming out with a new business or a new idea or something. And it's actually pretty good to see. It's good to see a lot of Black people doing that, you know, trying to get out there, doing what they love to do, and they can definitely profit on it and make money from it. So do what you love to do. Don't be at a boring job.
True. So since you've got started in entrepreneurship, how long have you been an entrepreneur now?
Actually, coming up by next week will be our official year anniversary.
Oh, awesome. So in the other podcast, you shared that you actually got involved in film and learning, you know, to work video and multimedia by working with your church. And by the time you got to college, you were able to go through a 4-year program in 2 years. And so you're just saying within the next week or so, it'll be your first official year as an entrepreneur?
Yep, first official year.
Congratulations.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's something to be excited
really
about.
Big,
so how
honestly,
has your journey been?
See it coming. It's been
really
filled with a lot of ups and downs, but more ups and downs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's always a time where you hit a point and it's just like you're tired, you're frustrated, you're already kicking yourself. And it's, you hadn't even hit your first year yet. You're already trying to give up. But you got to push past it. And you got to keep moving and keep grinding.
Right. So what are some of the things, like if you could go through like your routine, like what are some of the things that you do to kind of keep your mindset on pace, keep yourself on track for, you know, overcoming hurdles or obstacles?
Actually, the one thing I do is I like take a break from social media. And I don't even take my phone with me. And I'll just literally just go out and I'll drive around and I'll go to the park and I'll just sit there and I'll soak in that peacefulness. There's no phone to bother you. You ain't got to check nothing. Just go out and meditate. Just be free of everything that you're connected to, because we're so connected to it that we think about it like even when we're asleep. So you got to disconnect from the world for a little bit and just free your mind.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good advice for anyone that's getting started, established, or growing. Because I know even being heavily embedded in a social culture, you know, this is something that was trained by corporate. This is something that I'm taking on as an entrepreneurial journey. And I do agree, like, you can get so ingrained that you feel like, you know, if you're not on, you're missing something. Or if you're not getting the likes or comments, you know, you're slipping.
Right.
But that disconnect is needed so that way you can come back with a renewed mindset, fresh pair of eyes, you know, reinvigorated enthusiasm.
Exactly. Yep. Couldn't have said it better myself.
And if people want to get in contact with you online, how can they get in contact with you?
Oh, you can hit us up at info@feelmstudios.com, F-E-E-L-M, or you can just email me personally at Christian@feelmstudios.com. F-E-E-L-M.
All right, good. And one more thing before we wrap. In the last podcast with the Anchor, on our Anchor platform, you mentioned that you're going to be doing some upcoming filming for a Christian, a gospel recording artist, and you're actually looking for some location shoots right now, and members of the small business community can participate by submitting their location to you or as a possible film location, true?
Oh, most definitely. The more places we have to consider, the better. We love to keep our options open. And if it's good, we just like to promote some businesses while we're at it. So send us what you got. You can email them to me at Christian@FilmStudios, and I'll definitely get you in contact with them.
Awesome. And can you share a little bit more about that particular project as far as the style of shoot and, you know, how, you know, kind of give a little tease as far as how that works out for the location or the business owner?
That's the thing. We're still in the process of deciding exactly how we want to shoot this video. We have two different styles that we want to do it. More of a laid-back feel, like coffee-type vibe. So maybe some wide shots of the establishment, something with a smooth aesthetic, something real, real nice, real, real contemporary. And then there's another style that we want to shoot that's more open door, more of I think it's more going to be outside. So anybody with like a company that's got like a park, wide area that we could definitely use, or anybody that got a
nice patio area.
We don't care. Yeah, a deck with a really, really nice view of the city, something with some real nice skylines, maybe. That's what we're looking for this video.
All right, good. So any local businesses, bakeries, restaurants, open door establishments that would want your location or your logo featured in a new music video for gospel recording artists, they can get in contact with you by hitting you up on IG or by emailing you, right?
Correct. At christian@filmstudios.com, or you could just send us a direct message and we'll get in contact with you immediately.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, some of the stuff that you're already doing and showing on your Instagram is very impressive. And I spend a lot of time on social. I come from, you know, a heavy digital environment, being trained by AT&T and Verizon. And I see that some of the tools that you're using, you're taking simple tools and showing how you can be highly effective with that. So I know a lot of businesses could benefit just from being seen, and, you know, the way you guys turn around and share that on social media, you know, is definitely going to help with that word of mouth marketing and, you know, that top of the mind awareness, especially for the local market.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We love just being able to capture someone's idea when they tell it to us, because usually they kind of have an idea of how they want things to look like. And we're just glad we can just fill in those bits and pieces and help their ideas come to life before their eyes.
Yeah, that's really what it's all about, bridging the gaps. Because if you think about it, if your video goes heavily viral on social media, online, or wherever, it's shared around Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, shared through email and, you know, mobile devices, that could be huge for that barbershop or for that bakery. Just for everyone seeing that, you know, they were a part of something bigger than themselves, a part of the community. And I feel like that's how we fill in holes and, you know, bridge the gap to get from where we are to where we're trying to be. So that's awesome.
Right,
what you're doing. You know, we all play a part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was saying we believe that we're all put here to just be connected and helpful to each other, because it only takes one person to see what you're working on, that wants to invest in your business or wants to help promote you or get you out there. So that's what we try to do, that to people, to the same people that did that for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's all our time for this particular installation of the Digital Digest, brought to you by Black Trade Lines and AOS. Thanks so much, Chris, for joining me once again. You know, we had a couple of technical difficulties this evening, but we pushed through and made it happen, right?
Most definitely, most definitely. I just want to tell you, thank you for putting me on again. I appreciate this. I love what you're doing. That's just amazing.
Thank you.
So keep, as a business owner to a business owner, keep grinding.
Sure. You know, there's going to be, you know, some technical difficulties, some hurdles, you know, obstacles to overcome. But nonetheless, you know, we keep pushing. We make it happen because, you know, it's bigger than us. This is for the culture, literally. So thank you so much for joining us again. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find more information on Filmy Studios, check them out online at their website. You can go ahead and drop that web address again, Chris.
www.filmstudios.com, same as Instagram and Facebook.
All right, awesome, man. This is Film Studios, someone that you can go to for your social media branding, photography, as well as videography needs. So that's all our time. So next time, this is your girl Ace. Peace.
You are currently the only person in this conference.